It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG, it's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
I mean, you can see it in guys' eyes in there. It means something to guys. And it means you got guys who care about what they're doing, guys who care about each other. And, we're a young team. We've got a very bright future. So, we got to take this in stride, remember this feeling, and, let it fuel us in the offseason.
That's Garoppolo after the game talking about the Niners' bright future. Will he be a part of it? The Niners can walk away only, I think, $4 million in dead money if they walk away from Jimmy Garoppolo and start over at quarterback. You want to go, Murray?
Yeah. I think there's actually recent precedent for why the Niners should cut his ass before a big chunk of his salary is fully guaranteed on April 1st. And you don't have to go that far back. The Jacksonville Jaguars 3 years ago. 3 years ago, that team went to the AFC Championship game with Blake Bortles. And Bortles finally kind of lived up to the expectations of him getting drafted in the first round. Well, just like Jimmy G, living up to expectations finally. Okay. Then Bortles fooled everyone right up until the AFC Championship game against the Pats at halftime when, let us not forget, his coach and Bortles had the ball before halftime with three timeouts up 14-10 against the Pats. And then Doug Marrone decided, I don't trust my quarterback. When did that just recently happen? Oh, that's right. Sunday with Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners in the Super Bowl tied 10-10 when his coach Kyle Shanahan decided with three timeouts right before halftime with almost 2 minutes, I don't trust my quarterback. So Bortles doesn't get trusted. They lose that game to the Patriots. And then that idiot team gave him a 3-year, $54 million extension, $26.5 million, fully guaranteed. He was cut a year later. The Niners shouldn't make the same mistake. They just saw what this kid's ceiling is. He can get you there. He's not good enough to win. Cut his ass. Find a real quarterback that has balls, that won't wilt like Garoppolo did. Sign Brady. Sign Rivers. Sign Cam Newton. But cut this kid before you make the same stupid mistake the Jaguars did.
So you would...
Bye. This team has a young future. Great defense. Great weapons. Great young offensive mind in Kyle Shanahan. We have a great upside. I shouldn't be part of it. Cut his ass. Bye. Maybe find another coach that can maybe get the best out of him. Maybe it's Belichick.
So wait. Just stop. You're firing Shanahan too?
No. Shanahan's still there.
You're saying get Garoppolo another...
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So you want Philip Rivers over Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yep, sure do.
Who else?
Brady.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Cam Newton.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Shanahan would want Tom Brady? Does he want all that boot action, stupid, backside rollout, like that sort of offense?
So I always have a hard time saying someone doesn't want Brady. I mean, everyone would take Brady, right?
Of course.
But is Brady a good fit for his offense? Probably not.
Right. I wonder, right. That's how these offensive coordinators think about it. Like, well, I want to run the backside boot off the play action with the zone running game, and he can't do that.
Well, enjoy 8-8 next year, then.
Murray, don't yell at me.
I'm yelling at the world.
I'm telling you that Shanahan might be one of these guys that say he's not a fit for my scheme. I mean, stupid as that is.
To me, the only way you get rid of Garoppolo is if you have something better that you've tampered with and you know you got. Right? But otherwise, my answer would be, don't be stupid.
And I don't think Rivers does that either.
No.
I think Shanahan would look at Rivers and go, he can't do what I want him to do either.
Yeah, and I also factor in age as it gets to those guys. Garoppolo's young. There's still a lot of talent there. So my answer with the Niners is, don't be stupid.
I mean, there's another lesson in this, and we've talked about it often in Brady's context, but it applies here. It's like, boy, this guy would have been so much better off losing in the first or second round. if he could be Dak Prescott or what's his face there, Lamar Jackson or Philip Rivers, who now we want more than Jimmy Garoppolo. He'd never been to one Super Bowl. Garoppolo goes in his first year. You are better off losing before that big game. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, it leaves a mark.
I mean, this is just another example of it, where you somehow suck more by winning more playoff games and losing that last one. But, you know, be that as it may, people want – so the now the thought is Garoppolo, you decline the option on Garoppolo, and you pick up Tom Brady to coach to quarterback the San Francisco 49ers. How do you feel about that, man?
I mean, I think that, you know –
and then
– if I were the Niners, I wouldn't do it.
And then Garoppolo's a free agent. And then what happens?
He comes here.
How do you feel about that?
That I like.
Yeah. Buy a seat facing the other way.
Love it. Because, again, I think Belichick will get it out of him. And so I like the marriage of Belichick and Garoppolo. But if you're San Francisco, look, this is the leverage that every quarterback in that league has if he has half a brain, and Garoppolo does. You don't have anywhere else to turn. What are your options? So, and the Redskins ran into this with Kirk Cousins, of all people, for crying out loud, and they probably regret it.
There are options if I'm San Francisco. I'm not – Philip Rivers isn't one of them. I mean, I think Derek Carr would be. I mean, I think Derek Carr could do some of the things that Shanahan wants, and maybe Derek Carr you consider a better player than Garoppolo. So, like that to me feels like that makes sense for them. But and there's a lot of movement. Cam Newton might make more sense for them. He can do all the things that Shanahan probably wants, a good quarterback to have in a running sort of system, the boot, all that stuff that he likes to do. So, you know, you decline the option on Jimmy Garoppolo and you trade for Cam Newton. Or you trade Garoppolo to the, you know, whatever. There's people who want the Niners to do this now. And I don't think they would if he lost in the divisional round.
See, I'd rather have Garoppolo than those guys you just mentioned. But go ahead.
Address that to Murray over there.
Yeah, Murray.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, you're biased. Pro-Garoppolo. I'm anti-Garoppolo. We're never going to see eye to eye on
this. Cam Newton's made of glass. Derek Carr's gutless. Like, and when I say gutless, I mean, like, we'll cry.
Guys, there's...
Just proves, again, like, the other theory with this, good-looking people get all the opportunities in life. Garoppolo just failed on the biggest stage and showed you, again, he is not ready for this and never will be and won't get back to this game. But because he's got the smile of $1 billion and looks the way he looks, he'll get another opportunity there and they will learn to regret it. So give him that money. Give him the $15.7 million of his $23.8 for 2020 and learn to regret it and cut his ass a year from now. You'll see. You'll all see.
Still so angry.
Seriously. And you won the game.
My God. Tom Curran just written something here on Tom Brady. And this is coming off of his reporting down at the Super Bowl last week, where Tom took a good look across the league and said there's really no good landing spot for Tom Brady. There's no perfect spot. And I wonder if, in continuing to report this out, someone actually said to him, well, the team that Brady's going to is not put together yet. And just consider the flexibility that some of these teams have, and that if Tom Brady goes, who could follow? And my guess is, in all those conversations, we have today's column, and that's just a guess. But the headline is, could Tom Brady start a super team? He says, could Tom Brady be the Pied Piper for an NFL super team? As we reported on Sunday, the Patriots will have their shot to keep Brady in-house, and he's going to listen. But if he does hit unrestricted free agency, those around Brady believe the market will be hot. Just as important, it's believed other free agents will clamor for the chance to go where he lands. In the right situation, writes Tommy, he can affect a culture change greater than the one that Peyton Manning brought to the Broncos in 2013. To financially accommodate Brady and others, obviously a team needs cap space. He says the Dolphins, Colts, and Buccaneers are first, second, and fourth in available cap space. The Dolphins have $90 million in space.
Yeah, huge.
The Colts have 86 and the Buccaneers have 79. He says, who would Brady want to bring with him? Well, one obvious possibility is Antonio Brown. And now, Kern isn't writing this. I'm saying this freaking cretin, this dirtbag, Tom Brady remains close to on social media and supportive of on social media. It's not a stretch to assume, writes Kern, if Brady wonders if Brown would be as bad off now if the Patriots had just stuck by him. Like, Brady still thinks the Patriots have stuck by this guy.
This part was nauseating to me. Okay. After all the stuff that this guy just pulled, and now involving the police and the last two video evidence that we have of him, you know, because he can't stay off his damn phone, he still wants this guy. He still wants to be attached to Antonio Brown, and I get the talent, but get the hell over it.
So
stunning.
But anyway, and Brown, if he can be reinstated, big F at this point after all the stuff that he's done. But if he's reinstated, he's a free agent, and so there's one guy, obviously, who Brady likes. And then Kern goes on, but if Brady were to go to a team like, say, Tampa Bay, which already has Mike Evans, Chris Goodwin, Rashad Perryman, O.J. Howard there, it's not like they need to do a lot to bolster the people for Brady to throw to. And even if Brown weren't reinstated, hauling Danny Amendola, also a free agent, would help the comfort level as well. Brady's potential impact wouldn't just affect guys he'd throw to. Any player, offensive or defensive, would likely relish the chance to get on board any bus Brady was helping to drive. If, as I've been told, it's not about the money for Brady, as much as it is a level of commitment and the pieces around him to make playing quarterback enjoyable, then Brady's financial demands in a new place might not be extreme. Whether it's $30 million, $25 million, or even less, it doesn't matter. What does matter is the chance to go into the year optimistic about what it's going to look like when the games begin. Boy, was Tommy that miserable here? Good God. I know it's hard going 12-4 and winning the division for the, for whatever, 18th year in 20, but how miserable. How miserable.
What put him over the edge, I wonder? Like, if there was one specific move or player who left that made him go, this is a joke.
An accumulation of whatever, the last half dozen years, whatever, 3-5 years is probably what it is.
He'll never go to Tampa.
I can't fathom that. Can you imagine in that helmet?
Oh, God, please. That would just be, if he goes to Tampa, he deserves what he's going to get. That team is perennially and perpetually in suck mode.
So my guess is, just because Tom has done excellent reporting and, analyzing on this, and he's tapped in. But I guess, and I've no, but when Curran writes there's no good spot for him, I think it feels natural for someone probably in the Brady camp to say, well, you're kind of looking at this wrong. I mean, look at all these teams with all this cap space. Look at the free agents that are available. Look at the players that would probably take less to go play with Tom. The team that he's going to isn't even assembled yet. Think about that.
Oh, I think that's exactly what happened.
Right? And so, there it is. And I would tend to agree with it. Meanwhile, it takes a British tabloid, not a local tabloid. What happened to our dear departed? It's not departed. Our dear old Boston Herald. The Daily Mail from London has pictures online of moving trucks in front of Brady's place in Brookline hauling away boxes and moving Brady's personal belongings. It was reported last week, who had it, that Brady's already in New York, and the Greg Hill originally, but then there was someone else on top of it, that Giardi said, if you found the real estate, the Brady's got out at the end of the season. They're all in Manhattan. Tom followed the kids and the wife soon after the season ended, and now the moving trucks are in front of the house. And again, I would ask, boy, did they hate it here. How much you have to hate it here? Like, you don't let the kids finish the second semester? In just a couple of months, you had to get out of here so bad. You pull them out at the Christmas break. You don't even let them finish the school year.
She did. She hated it here.
Oh, my God.
Tires burning rubber.
Like, really? The Super Bowl ends and there's moving trucks. It's like, it's only a cut. It's not that bad. Or is it? You guys hated it that much. You were burning rubber out of here at the first chance you got.
Oh, you know how I feel. Super G says that I can't get out of Malden fast enough.
Jesus. I mean, they must have been miserable.
No offense, Billy.
Is it really that bad? All right, anyway, so there's and also we know now how that Nashville rumor started of Giselle saying going to the school in Nashville. We'll have that story, and I promise, to your calls right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. MA.org.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Mazzarotti.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, I've got a great story. So my son goes to NBA, and the Tom Brady rumors that happened that he and Giselle were touring NBA.
Right.
How that happened, a sophomore kid goes down to their admissions director and asks his assistant if he can meet with him. She says he's currently meeting with a Hall of Famer. And he Steve Hutchinson's son, Luke, is touring NBA, was in the office. And Steve Hutchinson's wife, Landon, is a very pretty blonde that this 10th grader mistake for Giselle, and it snowballed from there.
Okay, so that's from Hee Haw Radio down in Nashville, Tennessee. A Nashville attorney named Blair Dunham, right there, calls into this station, says that the rumor that we talked about at the end of the week last week in Miami, where Giselle was touring private schools in Nashville, Tennessee, this attorney claims that the rumor started because, well, you just heard it, the wife of Tennessee Titans offensive lineman Steve Hutchinson was touring that school, Montgomery Bell Academy. And some kid that asked about it was told, yeah, it's a Hall of Famer. And he thinks it's Brady. He thinks it's Giselle. When it turns out, it's Steve Hutchinson and his wife, another tall blonde. And that's how that got started. Now, I didn't even read this. I just called this up. There was an update at 11:20 this morning on Pro Football Talk. Titans reporter Paul Kaharsky, who is clearly irritated by this story and wants people to quit talking about it, which I don't know why. Is he all bitchy on Twitter? He's got to be or something.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay, so Florio writes that Paul Kaharsky, who's clearly irritated by the story and wants people to quit talking about it, claims that Hutchinson's wife was not at the school, which, whether Kaharsky realized it or not, puts the Giselle rumor back in play.
Hmm.
So I guess Kaharsky's getting all bitchy about everyone. Like, I don't know, so I don't even know the backstory. I don't follow it. But he says it wasn't Hutchinson's wife at the school, so it may have been Giselle.
I mean, these two look nothing like each other. I'm looking at Hutchinson's wife and Giselle online here.
I personally prefer to believe that it was Super G.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
Better for business that way.
And the other thing is...
Yeah, I'm going with what I want to believe.
Thank you.
You know, I heard Ted Johnson talking about this with Marshall Hook over the weekend. Yeah, you know, the Brady-Vrabel relationship, you can't overlook that, man. That is, Vrabel is exactly the kind of guy that would swoop in and take Brady from the Patriots.
Yes, I think Vrabel's in play.
Oh, he absolutely is, independent of Super G at the school. Like, I think Tennessee's in play. I totally think Tennessee is in play. Absolutely.
Okay, so your phone's on everything now. We've covered it all. The Brady rumors, the Clint Capella stuff with the Celtics and their trade deadline in 2 days, the bet situation on the table, all of it with your calls, as promised, to your phones. Guy in Boston wants to weigh in on Garoppolo's contract. Hi, Guy.
How you doing, Michael? Listen, first I want to tell Murray that there's one person happier than him yesterday. That was me. Not only did I win a bet, but I saw Jimmy Garoppolo crap his pants. And number two, Felger, I want to know why you keep mentioning money and Brady, and you mention all these quarterbacks, They go to one Super Bowl. He's been to nine. And, Maz, you're talking about Belichick and Garoppolo, a marriage? Think of the Bobbits. Bye now.
Thank you. I don't understand the Brady point. I mean, who's putting any of these guys in the class of Brady?
Nobody.
What I find is, I don't know, the point, I mean, I don't know if what he's referring to. Last segment, it's like Goff, Garoppolo, Matt Ryan. I think these guys would have been better off losing before the Super Bowl.
Definitely.
You know, and I think we've sort of seen that play out, where guys that haven't gotten there, who have a much worse playoff record, are considered in higher esteem because their gags were not seen by everybody on the biggest stage. There's only...
But I thought those three sucked before the Super Bowl, and then they super sucked in the Super Bowl, so it made it even better.
Did you think Matt Ryan sucked?
Yeah, for the most part, I thought he was Drew Bledsoe from Boston College. B.C. Bledsoe. That's how I've referred to him in years.
It's not bad, actually. It's not a bad analogy.
The Italian Osweiler, B.C., but Bledsoe.
I always thought...
Big arm, lot of empty stats. What'd you ever win?
I mean, I always thought he was kind of a B quarterback.
It's just, I mean...
I know that's an insult, right?
There's got to be more than two quarterbacks you would take. Like, it's just, I think the standard... It's so hard that having followed Brady for 20 years that everyone sucks next to that. But it just can't be that way. You know, it's just...
No, of course.
Not everybody sucks.
Look,
like,
so
all these quarterbacks we're talking about are MVP winners or candidates and guys that have made the Super Bowl. And they all blow?
Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Well, so how come the good ones don't make it? How come I don't see the good ones in there? How come it's always the sucky quarterbacks that make it?
Great, because they have good teams and good coaches. Like, they're surrounded by, you know, it's 53 men, so they have good defense. Like the Niners this year, great defense, a lot of weapons, dummy at quarterback.
But Breeze is surrounded by complete garbage?
No, Breeze
should have sucked in that game. Does he suck now?
No, good quarterback. I mean, again, you know, Brady's the best that there ever was. So comparing anybody to Brady is a different animal. To me, it's got more to do with how it happened than it does the fact that it happened.
Yeah.
As Guy in Boston would say, the crapping of the pants. Like, once all of a sudden, once you see a little load back there, you know, in the rear compartment, you're like, well, that changes everything. I can't look at that guy the same way now.
Matt and Saugus on the Celtics. Hi, Matt.
That's disgusting. All right, so I'm looking to add some input on why the Rockets are moving Capella, and it's definitely not that they're stupid. It's more that they're really smart and the Celtics are stupid. So centers in today's NBA, they're expendable. Like, Felger, you should be all over this. They're like the running backs of the NBA. And I think Windhorst alluded to this. The Rockets know that, like, any center they put with James Harden is going to put up 12 and 12. But they don't care anymore. They're paying Capella $20 million when they can get Tice for like six and get, you know, almost three quarters of the production.
Okay. So, I mean, I think it's 17, not 20, if I'm not mistaken on Capella. But so, Matt, do you think the Celtics need big guys and need to get bigger?
I think if you combine the stats of Tice, Cantor, and then whatever Robert Williams might give to you.
So the answer is no.
Not that I know. No, I'm saying if you combine those stats, you're going to get what Capella brings.
So you're saying they don't need to add a big guy?
No, they don't. No.
Okay, good. There you go. I don't mean to cut you off, but let's be consistent. So if you think you can rub Cantor, Tice, and the Time Lord together and get you Clint Capella, then do that.
Yeah,
okay? I think Clint Capella's better than all three of those guys, and I think that you went into real danger, as we've talked about a million times on this show, when you try and put two nickels together for a dime.
Doesn't work that way.
Okay, so I always
take... The dime's always worth more.
I always take the better player.
No question.
And I think Clint Capella is a step up from those guys. Maybe not massive, but he's a step up. And as we discussed, or was Windhorst discussed in that, the give, if you can do it without having to give up any of your core four, the Marcus Smart, Gordon Hayward, Brown, Tatum, that group... I feel like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I just don't think that it really changes you at the end of the day. That's all. I'm telling you, I want a piece that's going to make a difference.
Well, so I think they're capable of more than you do. So I think they're at game six against Milwaukee right now as it is. If you improve the center spot, maybe that becomes game seven. Who knows what that becomes? Maybe that closes that little gap. I don't think I think the Celtics are really going to push the Bucks.
Yeah, they're not going to beat the Bucks with Clint Capella. In fact, six max. Max.
Six at least.
If they get to seven against the Bucks. Something happened. Giannis broke a leg or something like that happened.
The Bucks choked, which they've done.
Not going to happen.
Which they've done. Here's
not going to happen.
Murray's update. We're back with more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Felger Mass here on a Tuesday. We've gotten into some of the Brady Garoppolo stuff today. And just recently, we started the show talking about the Mookie Betts trade. And are you going to rip the Red Sox when they trade him? Is that justified? Mass is not. Mass is not going to rip the Red Sox when they trade Mookie Betts because he doesn't think Betts is worth that contract. I think he is. I think he is. And mostly when I say that, I think... I mean, I don't think anyone's worth $420 million.
Sure, yeah, no,
I mean,
no.
I mean, but, you know what I mean. When I say I think he's worth it, I mean, I think based on his statistical production, he's going to get that contract if he has another good year. And he's in line to be the second highest paid player in baseball because there's people who consider him the second best player in baseball. And if, again, you use the WAR stat, which I know I hate, so I'm being kind of fraudulent by bringing it up, but I think it's relevant because... the league uses the WAR stat. The league is driven by the WAR stat. I mean, I'm right about that.
Yes.
MVP voting, contracts, how you value a player. We have become driven by this stupid Fakakta WAR stat. And over the last 3 years, WAR in Major League Baseball, number one, Mike Trout, 25.0. Mookie Betts, 24.1. Number three, Alex Bregman, 19.0. So... Mookie Betts, the last 3 years, has the second highest WAR by far. It's him and Trout neck and neck, and then there's a drop off to Bregman. So
this is why his agent's asking for Trout money.
This is why the agent is asking for something just a hair below Mike Trout, because on the WAR stat, he's just a hair below Mike Trout. So Mookie Betts, I think, is going to get this money. And
see, I don't. We have a bet on this, right?
That's right. Okay. So you tell me why you think. If he's that close to Mike Trout statistically, that he's not going to get the money.
Okay, because again, I think the gap between Trout and everybody else is bigger than most people do, or maybe than you do. I shouldn't say most people.
Also, but what does baseball think?
Baseball, they might go by the WAR.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, they might.
This
but
is
again,
my point.
I would tell you that a team executive will look at it and say, he's 50 pounds lighter than Trout. He's 5 inches shorter or 4 inches shorter, maybe more. And Trout plays center field. Trout's got opposite field power, so that the nut, it might look the same on paper. In reality, it's not. And so I told you, of all the guys in baseball with these crazy deals, and like you said, they're all stupid. Okay, but the fact is that the parameters are what they are. There's only one guy who got years and $35 million a year, and that's Trout. Everyone else had to give up one or the other. Harper had to give up the money per year. He got the 13 years, but he got 25 per. Arenado got 32 and a half, but he only got 8 years. So nobody but Trout has gotten both, and I think that that will be true with Mookie.
I think Rendon got the 35, but it was only 7 years, I
think that that's correct. Yep. So there are guys that have gotten $35 million, but nobody's gotten 35 with 12 years.
Okay. Again, when it comes to war, Mookie Betts far outstrips those guys.
Correct.
Okay. He's, according to war, he's right there next to Trout. He's not down there next to, who'd you say before Rendon?
Bryce Harper, maybe?
Bryce Harper. He's way ahead of Bryce
Harper.
Or
Arenado. Arenado got 32 and a half, I think.
Okay. Arenado is seventh in war over the last 3 years, 18.4. Mookie Betts is second at 24.1.
So, man, that's a big difference.
It is.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying to you. Betts is closer to Trout than he is to Arenado. So in that case, the Red Sox have the second best player in baseball and don't want to pay him as the second best player in baseball. Now, maybe they're right. Maybe they agree with you and they look at it and they say, he's just not that. The war stat in his case is inflated and he's not worth it. I mean, that's clearly how they feel. I'll tell you, though, it transcends Heim Bloom because they weren't giving him this kind of contract before Heim Bloom got here.
Correct.
So either Henry's super nerds are coming up with this or the Red Sox just don't want to pay him the money. Either way, I think there's a case to be made that Betts is the second best player in baseball and he deserves to be paid as such. And if the Red Sox don't pay him, that's on them. That's on them.
So look, and I can't believe, you know, I am of the mindset that the Red Sox should never lose a superstar player over money. They really shouldn't. This one I just feel a little differently about because, A, I think Betts' requests are outrageous. I just, to ask for Mike Trout money to me is like, there's one guy that gets Mike Trout money, and that's Mike Trout. That's it. The rest of them don't get it.
What's really aggravating me is that if the motivation is to get under the luxury tax this year, which I am okay with, like I'll just say for the millionth time, I'm not going to bash the team for that. Everyone in that league gets under the luxury tax that third year. The Dodgers, the Yankees, the biggest market teams in baseball all reset every 3 years or whatever, and that's fine. You don't need to have record-setting payrolls year after year after year after year. Even a team that makes as much money as the Red Sox, that's not my expectation, so I don't blame them for that. But I am aggravated that if moving Betts is part of the rationale, that Betts is going to be gone, but Jackie Bradley Jr. is still going to be here?
That should irritate you.
Why is Jackie Bradley still here?
It's nerd stats in his defense, I'm sure.
Why is Jackie Bradley still here?
Well, the answer is because he's relatively cheap.
So they're going to lose Betts, but keep Jackie Bradley at a difference of 16. Can I come up with $16 million somewhere else? You see what I'm saying? Like that I really hate. Like, good Lord. Jackie Bradley, half of Nathan Eovaldi's contract, and that's it. You're out of that 27, and you still have one of the best players in baseball in Mookie Betts. I mean, come on with the Jackie Bradley thing already. Or Mitch Moreland, I know he's only $2.5 million. The guy they traded for, I refuse to remember who his name is, the starting pitcher.
Oh, Martin Perez.
What does he make?
6.5.
I mean, so you just sort of add up these guys. It's like,
he's a hack.
Can we move on from that and keep Mookie Betts? That part aggravates me more than them
it
not
paying. It should aggravate you. Yes, it should absolutely aggravate you. So again, I look at them as separate things. Betts is not being traded because of the luxury tax. Betts is being traded because they deem him to be unsignable, whether he likes it here or not. Like, either he doesn't want to be here or he's unsignable. Either way, they're too far apart in their minds.
Or he wants to be the second highest paid player in baseball, and they don't want to make him that.
Correct.
And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. Unsignable is how, yeah. You know. So I think that's really ultimately why they're cutting bait. And I told you, I don't like the idea of moving Betts if it's a salary dump for a price. I don't like that. I want something back for him.
Not to go back over this. You all can listen to the podcast from last Friday if you want to hear the argument again. But would you agree, would you say that Mookie Betts does have a price to stay?
I mean, I say no because I think the number he gave was supposed to get the reaction it got.
So, the irony of the argument last week is I agree with you. I don't think he wants to be here. But I break from you on this. He does have a price. I think his motivation is not to get out of Boston. I think his motivation is to be the highest paid or the second highest, you know, is to get one of these $400 million contracts. And if Boston happens to be the one that steps up and gives him that $400 million contract, he'll stay for it.
I mean, at the end of the day, there's every chance here that you'll be right, that deep down he doesn't mind Boston. I interpret it
No, he might mind it, but for $400 million,
I'll stay.
I'll live.
So I just look at it as you ask for 12 and 420, you don't want to stay. You know, again, and
yeah, I get it.
So we don't need to relive it. Okay, that's just how I view the whole thing. Just quickly, because you mentioned war, and I don't dispute the fact that they use it and that everyone uses it. Here's what I would ask the people who do use it. Calculate it for me.
Why could I even begin?
Okay, so you want to tell me OPS? I can calculate that for you. I know what that is.
This is what I hate about war.
You want to tell me batting average? I can calculate that.
What is it
on base, slugging? I can calculate it.
His war is 24.1, so that's the amount of wins over the average replacement?
Correct.
How do you get there?
No idea. No idea.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, what's the formula? Tell me. Calculate it for me. Or are we just going to buy into it because someone tells us it works? So, like, this is my problem with it. Well, everyone who says use it, none of them can tell me how to calculate
it. But the game is driven by it. You acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's your Mookie Betts reset. I promise this time. To your calls right after this.
Sugar Mass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I would not be surprised if it happened today or tomorrow.
Wow.
The talks have continued over the weekend. There seems to be a good amount of momentum for the Dodgers, and the Dodgers certainly could make a cleaner deal with the Red Sox simply because they don't have to include Will Myers like the Padres do. But according to people I spoke with yesterday, the Padres were still engaged with the Red Sox yesterday, so obviously it's not over. Now, the question is, will it be a straight Betts trade if the Red Sox deal with the Dodgers, or will it be Betts and David Price? However this goes down, Padres, Dodgers, Betts Price, or Betts alone, there is going to be a significant amount of cash involved.
Sorry, and Whistler, unless they're going to win this trade, like get really good young prospects, I don't trade them. I don't trade them. At worst, I rent them for a year. How much do they need to trim to get under the tax?
Probably about $25 million.
Okay. So I'll trade Jackie Bradley.
I mean, Mookie. Mookie's number would do it.
Okay. So, but can I get there by trading just David Price and eating half his money and trading Jackie Bradley? So half of David Price's money is 15 and a half. Jackie Bradley's 11. Now I'm at 25 and a half. And then throw in things you signed this offseason named Martin Perez and Jose Peraza.
And you're there, yeah.
Who you have to explain to me who the hell those guys are. And it's like, can I do that instead of trading the second or third best player in baseball?
Yes.
Okay, so like that's, again, I'm just, that's where I've arrived with the Mookie Betts thing. If you're telling me they're getting grade A prospects back and really winning the trade, well, okay. Like, but I doubt that's going
to
happen.
Well, so this is where I wonder whether it relates to Price. Like, you know, they're talking to the Dodgers about throwing Price in and now they're haggling over the money. The more money they eat on Price, the better the prospects they should get back, right?
Yeah.
Because now the Dodgers will get a player and a half.
Righto.
Because David Price at $15 million is worth it. So if I'm the Red Sox and I can eat half of Price's money and I can get a couple of players back, I'm doing it. That I would do. The scenario you just painted for luxury tax makes sense. The problem is that at the end of the year, Betts is gone too. So now you've lost all the guys you talked about.
Yeah, I've rented them.
And then you're going to lose bets at the end of the year, and you'll have nothing to show for anybody.
Maybe I decide just to step up and pay him what he wants.
Okay. So, again, I'm not telling you you're wrong to feel that way. If I got to get something for bets, though. I've got to. This is why I said from the beginning, to me, you got to get something for. You can't let a guy like that walk out the door and get nothing. And if you are trading Price with him as a salary dump, you're getting nothing. That's why I hate the salary dump.
Okay, here we go. Eric in the car. Go ahead, please.
How's it going, guys? Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. All right, so I think getting rid of Mookie Betts is absolutely ridiculous. And let me tell you why. I think you should pay him his money. Now, I mean, we have all the pieces that we need, but obviously we need to clean up the pitching. Can we agree with that? With the pitching is the worst part of the
The bullpen is. I don't agree with that on the starting staff. I think you have a starting staff.
Okay, so coming up on the 21 contracts, moving pieces, we can get rid of JBJ. I think we can get rid of Benintendi. I also think we can move on from J.D. Martinez. I think we can bring in pitchers.
Okay, I'm just going to stop you. What? Why are you moving on from Andrew Benintendi with all that upside and he only cost you $4.9 million? Now, whether you think he's overrated like Maz or you're not all in on him, he's a young player, cost control, that has a chance to be good.
Yeah, you can't give him away.
I'm not giving him away.
They don't have enough low-salaried players. They need more of those.
And if J.D. Martinez was so easy to dump, you would have dumped him. Instead, he's on your payroll for $23.75.
I mean, that was a killer. Him opting in really hurt them. And at the time, they said, no, we want J.D., but bullcrap. That hurt them. That killed them. J.D. Martinez coming back financially killed them.
Steven in Northbridge on Garoppolo out in San Francisco. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's a great possibility that the 49ers don't pick up Jimmy G's option. And more likely, Brady goes to San Francisco, plays his last 2 years with his hometown team, and Jimmy G comes back to the Patriots, and Belichick and McDaniels get the quarterback, you know, they had, and now they get him for the foreseeable future. I just want to know how you guys feel about that, and if you'd welcome Jimmy G back with open arms. Thanks, guys.
I would not.
I'd pray to the take, Lord.
I'd welcome him back with open legs.
tremendous. Murray, what would you do if they brought back Jimmy Garoppolo for Bill Belichick to be his starting quarterback?
My seat would be facing the other way when I watch them.
It's a hard way to do a postgame show.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Jimmy G comes back, my seat will be facing the other way too, Murray.
Jesus. So, like, the thing is, Brady doesn't have to go to San Fran for this. Like San Fran, people, Murray, not just Murray, but a lot of people who think that Garoppolo just will never do it, isn't good enough. And so San Fran should cut their losses. There's an option on his contract. Don't pick it up. There's only $4 million in dead cap money, not real money. They're all done with paying Jimmy Garoppolo. And now San Fran goes into the market and picks up one of these quarterbacks that are floating around, whether it's a free agent or a trade, and start over with someone that's better. Either way, Garoppolo is available. Belichick sitting there.
He'd be the first guy in line and on the phone with him to get him back.
Don't you think?
In a minute. In a minute. Oh, and then he'd offer Brady 1 year, $6 million. See you later, Tom. I'm taking Jimmy back.
And how would Boston feel about that?
Oh, you know, on some level, I don't think it would be as bad as you think.
It'd be mixed.
You're crazy.
It'd be mixed.
It would be mixed.
Mike in Boston. Go ahead, Mike, on the Super Bowl.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to call yesterday when this was on topic. I just want to say you guys were way off in the whole media in criticizing Shanahan. Now, I'll preface this. I'm not a fan of Shanahan. I'll be happy to bash him any other time. But if you just let me lay this out real quick, you guys are ignoring San Fran's offense, and you're ignoring the potential that they got pinned. So the way they looked at it was Colquitt's one of the best kickers all time in punting and pinning them inside the 20, literally. They have a run-heavy offense. So whether they get the ball at the 1 or the 20 with a minute and a half or a minute, they're thinking field goal. There's no way they're scoring a touchdown there. So they're thinking, if we get the ball at the 5, do we want to have a minute or a minute 40? They want to have a minute. If we get the ball at the 20, can we score a field goal?
Mike,
with three
they ran it twice and didn't call timeout and let the clock run. They were trying to get no points, not field goal. Not it wasn't the difference between a touchdown or a field goal. They were going for zero. The coach said after the game, Mike, Kyle Shanahan said, I was happy at 10-10 going into the half. So they were not going for they were going for nothing. You understand that?
Don't cut me off, though. Let me just ask you this. I agree with you. You have a gripe that he shouldn't have ran there. And, you know, a lot of coaches do that. They run it the first play. They hope to get 6-7 yards, and then they're in a good driver's seat. They got two, whatever. But your argument wasn't that. It was that the timeout, they should have used the timeout. And I was going to not call because it went over. But then I turn on Yahoo first front page. John Lynch wanted a timeout. The right call was to not use that timeout.
Okay, maybe not on the punt, Mike. I'm going to cut you off again.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I mean, I disagree with you, but maybe if you say, well, we're just going to save all three for when we have the ball. A timeout is worth more than time on the clock. Like, that's sort of, that's a generally accepted thing in the NFL that you'd rather have, and I'm just going to pull up these numbers just out of my ass to illustrate it to you, that you'd rather have 45 seconds and two timeouts than a minute and one timeout. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
I mean, you know what I mean? That you'd rather have more timeouts in your pocket than time. So you let them punt there and you save all three. So instead of having a minute 45 and two timeouts, you've got 55 seconds
and
three timeouts. Okay, maybe there's some nerd somewhere that tells you. I think Ernie Adams believes in that. Like, just generally speaking, you'd rather have timeouts than time if you have the choice. But not in that case. Not in that case.
Well, to me, the key difference is you can control the clock on offense.
Okay, so even still then, fine. You have all three. The punt is not pinned inside the one. It was a touchback, wasn't
Correct,
it?
Correct, yes.
So you get it at the 20, then you go play for points. All three timeouts at your 20 with 55 seconds left is more than enough to get the opposing 35-yard line in 3 points. They ran two draws.
Absolutely. They had no intention of, you know, he's overanalyzing it. Colquitt's going to knock it down inside the 20, like bull crap. They were playing conservatively, too conservatively. He effed that up.
Here comes Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials, your phone's on everything from today.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.